Do you ever wonder why people do some of the crazy things they do?
你有没有想过为什么有人要做一些疯狂的事呢？
People are amazing.
人有时候真是很奇怪的。
Ask Dr. Tucker Montgomery.
蒙哥马利医生很知道一些这样的故事。
Dr. Montgomery spent 15 years in the emergency room doctor at the University of Tennessee Hospital in Knoxville.
蒙哥马利医生在田纳西的 Knoxville 医院做过15年的急诊大夫。
Dr. Montgomery had seen a multitude of injuries that resulted from simple stupidity.
他见过很多非常愚蠢的外伤。
He tells the story of one man who was brought into the emergency room with serious injuries to his face and teeth.
有一次一个人带着严重的脸和牙齿的伤来到急诊室。
Dr. Montgomery was appalled to learn how this man had injured himself.
听了他的受伤的经历，蒙哥马利医生非常的惊讶。
While drunk, this man had been driving around his neighborhood, lighting firecrackers off his cigarette, and then throwing the firecrackers out the window.
这人先是喝多了。然后他开着车在街区乱转，边开边用香烟点着鞭炮往外扔。
He was having a wonderful time until he accidentally threw his cigarette out the window and stuck the firecracker into his mouth.
他玩得非常开心，但最后有一次他把香烟扔到窗外，而把鞭炮塞到了嘴里。
If you saw that in a movie, you would laugh and say that's dumb.
如果你在电影看到这一幕的话，你会笑说这剧编的太蠢了。
But here's a flesh and blood human being, a grown man, suffering immeasurable pain because of an idiotic stunt.
但是你如果看见这么一个活生生的成年人，因为这样的蠢事受伤
，Why did he do it?
你就会问，为什么他这么做？
Do you sometimes ask that question?
同样的，你是不是有时也会问这样的问题
？Why do people do the things they do?
为什么人们会做这样那样的蠢事呢
？And here's a better question.
或者是这样的问题
：Have you asked yourselves why you do some of the things you do?
为什么我会做这样那样的蠢事呢？
Why did I eat that last piece of cake?
为什么会吃到那最后一牙的蛋糕？
Why didn't I look where I was going?
为什么没有注意看路？
Why did I get so angry at my friends like that?
为什么我会对我的朋友发这么大的火？
Why did I put off finishing that project until the very last minute?
为什么我一直到最后一分钟才把功课做完？
Why can't I be positive and cheerful all the time?
为什么我不能每天都高高兴兴的呢？
Why do I let things get me down?
为什么我会为那些小事烦恼呢？
Why did I do that?
为什么呢？
Am I describing anyone in this room?
恐怕我不是光是我们在座的诸位是不是也有这样的疑问吧？
I mean besides myself.
我说的恐怕不光是我自己有这样的疑问。
Why are there so many self-help books on the market?
为什么书店里有那么多的关于怎样自律的书呢？
It's because most of us can help just about anybody else except ourselves.
因为对我们大多数人来说，帮助别人容易，帮助我们自己却很难。
Saint Paul was like that.
圣保罗就是这样一个人。
He was arguably the second most influential person who has ever lived.
虽然说保罗是古今以来仅次于耶稣以外最有影响的人。
While it's true that more than 1 billion people on this earth follow Jesus, much of what we believe about Jesus, we believe because of St. Paul.
而且十几亿的基督徒其实都是通过保罗的技术来相信耶稣的。
He helped define what the coming of Christ meant into this world.
保罗的工作让世人了解了耶稣降世的意义。
St. Paul was a man of intellect and insight.
保罗不仅聪明，有智慧。
He is impassioned and inspired.
而且有热情。
He's disciplined and devout.
而且他严于律己。
He's sensitive and he's sincere.
他能奉献自己，而且感觉敏锐，并且又真诚。
And yet for all of that, St. Paul could write, I can will what is right, but I cannot do it.
但是保罗却是这样描述自己的，我有行善的愿望，却没有行善的能力。
For I do not want to do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do.
我所愿意的善，我偏不去做。我所不愿意的恶，我反而去做。
Sounds like he's someone who belongs in our church, doesn't he?
这听起来他好像跟我们一样，好像是我们教会的一员。
He is one of our own.
他好像是我们之中的一员。
The Apostle Paul was like the rest of us.
事实上，使徒保罗真的像我们每个人一样。
The Apostle Paul was.Like the rest of us, his intentions was the best in the world.
他的愿望是世界上最好的。
His actions, though, did not measure up.
而他的行为却跟不上。
Why was he like that?
那为什么保罗是这个样子呢？
Why are you and I like that?
为什么你我也是这样呢？
Paul says it is the law of sin at work in our lives.
保罗说，这是因为罪性在我们的生命里做工。
Paul doesn't blame his parents for his flaws.
保罗没有怪罪他的父母。
It wasn't his heredity or his environment.
也没有怪罪他生长的环境。
Or the government.
或是政府。
Or his fourth grade teacher.
或是他四年级的老师。
Or any of the other four guys for failures that people resort to blaming when they make mistakes.
或是其他一些人的坏影响。
The Associated Press reported some time back that in Orlando, Florida, an attorney was suing Dollar Rendekar on behalf of his client, Sean McGrath, an Irishman.
我们有时候却不是像保罗这样。不久以前，美联社报道说，在佛罗里达的奥兰多，有一个律师代表他的客户，Sean McGrath, 状告。租车公司。
The company rented a car to McGrath, who then got drunk and crashed his car, killing his girlfriend.
上租了车以后，酒后开车，出了事故，撞死了他的女朋友。
The attorney argued that the car rental company should have known that McGrath was a risk.
律师说，这个租车公司应该知道上是很危险的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is Irish.
因为他是爱尔兰裔。
And everyone knows how the Irish love to drink.
而众所周知，爱尔兰人是最爱喝酒的。
So the rental car company should never have rented him the car.
因此租车公司根本就不应该租给他车。
The lawyer claimed that it was the rental car's fault that a young lady was dead.
律师说，这个女子的死是由于租车公司造成的。
What nonsense.
这好没有道理啊。
Imagine the problems the rental car company would have if it quit renting cars to anyone who was Irish.
想象一下，如果租车公司不租给爱尔兰一车，
People of Irish descent would be suing them left and right for discrimination.
难道那些爱尔兰裔不会告租车公司歧视吗？
St. Paul doesn't blame anyone else for his problems.
相反的，圣保罗却没有因为自己的问题而怪罪任何别人。
He says that the problem is in his own mind and heart.
他说那问题是出在自己的内心和肉体。
He is under what he calls the law of sin.
他是在那他称为罪的挟制之下。
He says that there is a war going on within his own mind.
他说他的内心有一场征战。
Have you ever been at war with yourself?
你有没有过内心的征战呢？
It's a miserable feeling.
那是很难过的事。
To know that you are a sinner and to feel absolutely helpless to do anything about it, that's an awful way to be.
虽然知道自己有罪，却一点办法都没有，那真是非常的难受。
A man walked into a restaurant and ordered a glass of milk.
有这样一件事，一个人走进一个餐馆，要了一杯牛奶。
He took a sip of the milk, and then he tossed the rest of the milk into the waiter's face.
他喝了一口，然后他把剩下的全都泼在侍者的脸上。
Before the waiter could react from this surprise, the man began weeping.
在那侍者还没有缓过味来，那个人却开始哭了。
I'm so sorry, he said. I'm so sorry.
对不起，他说，真是对不起。
I keep doing that to waiters.
我总是按捺不住要这么做。
I can't tell you how embarrassing it is to have a compulsion like this.
真是很丢人，我总是有这样的冲动。
Far from being angry, the waiter was sympathetic.
那侍者倒没有生气，而是有点可怜他。
Before long, he was suggesting that a man see an analyst about his problem.
过了一会儿以后，这侍者就建议那个人去看心理医生。
I happen to have the name of a psychoanalyst, the waiter said.
那侍者说，我正好知道一个心理医生。
My brother and his wife have been treated by him, and they say that he's as good as they get.
我的哥哥和我的妻子都去看过他，他们都说他是非常的好。
The man wrote down the name of the doctor. He thanked the waiter and then he left.
那个人就写下了心理医生的名字，谢过那侍者就走了。
The waiter smiled, knowing he just did a good deed for a fellow human being.
那侍者微笑着，心想他做了一件好事。
Six months later, the man was back.
过了半年以后，那个人又回来了。
Did you do what I suggested? Asked the waiter.
那侍者问，你去看了心理医生了吗？
And then he served him a glass of milk.
他一边问他一边给他上了一杯牛奶。
I certainly did, the man said. I've been seeing the psychoanalyst twice a week.
我看过了，那个人说，我一个礼拜去看他两次。
The man took a sip of milk.
然后他喝了一口牛奶。
Then he threw the remainder into the waiter's face.
然后他把剩下的全都又泼到那侍者的脸上。
The flustered waiter wiped his face with a towel.
那侍者非常狼狈地用毛巾擦脸。
The doctor doesn't seem to be doing you any good, he sputtered.
一边说，看来这大夫没有帮你什么忙啊。
On the contrary, the man claimed.
恰恰相反，那人答道。
The doctor has done me a world of good.
那个大夫帮了我大忙了。
But you threw the milk in my face again, the waiter exclaimed.
那侍者说，但是你还是把牛奶泼到我脸上啊。
Yes, the man replied. But it doesn't embarrass me anymore.
是啊，那人回答说，但是我这回一点都不觉得丢人了。
There are times when we ought to be embarrassed.
生活中我们有时真是应该觉得做了坏事会有一点丢人。
If we are under the law of sin and we cannot remedy it, we ought to be uncomfortable.
如果我们是生活在律法之下而触犯它，我们应当觉得有不对。
The discomfort we feel is similar to the pain when someone feels when they put their hand on a hot stove.
这种不对的感觉就好像是被热的炉子烫了一下的。
Pain is nature's way of telling us that something is wrong.
疼痛是让我们知道确实有什么不对了。
If you have a problem with some behavior in your life and you seem powerless to do anything about it, you don't need an attitude adjustment.
如果你的一些行为有问题，你自己却无力改正的时候，你需要的不是让你觉得这样做没问题的心理治疗。
What you need is a savior.
你需要的是一位救主。
Listen to St. Paul's agony.
让我们听一听圣保罗是怎么说的吧。
He writes, For I delight in the law of God in my innermost self. But I see my members, another law at war with the law, in my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members.
我内心喜爱神的法则，但我的身体却受另一个法则的驱使。这法则跟我内心所喜爱的法则交战，使我不能脱离那束缚我的罪的法则。
What a wretched man I am!
我真苦啊！
Who will rescue me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这使我死亡的身体呢？
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
感谢神，藉着我们的主耶稣基督。
Paul doesn't want somebody to help him feel better about himself.
主耶稣基督能救我。保罗不想让人使他感觉好像保罗不想让人使他感觉好起来就罢了。
He wants to be a new person, a person liberated from the law of sin.
他想要一个全新的人，一个从罪中得释放的人。
Some of you may be familiar with Jack London's classic story, White Fang.
你们可能听到过杰克伦敦的经典的小说《白牙》。
White Fang is a half dog, half wolf.
白牙是一只半狼半狗的动物。
After living in the wild, he is domesticated and learns to live among people.
在野外，白牙在野外长大，然后他被驯化，以后与人在一起居住。
White Fang was very fond of chickens.
白牙非常爱吃鸡。
On one occasion, he raided a chicken roost and killed 50 hens.
有一次他咬死了五十几只鸡。
His master, Whedon Scott, scolded him and then took him into the chicken yard.
他的主人 Whedon Scott 训了他一顿以后就把他带到养鸡场。
Then he placed White Fang right in the middle of the chickens.
在那儿他把白牙放在鸡群中间。
This was a supreme test.
这是真是一个绝好的测验。
When White Fang saw his favorite food walking right in front of him, he obeyed his natural instinct and lunged for the chicken.
当白牙看到那么多好吃的鸡在他面前走动，他的原始的冲动就使他冲向那个鸡群。
But he was immediately stopped by his master's voice.
但他的主人立时喝住了他。
They stayed in the chicken yard for quite a while, and every time White Fang made a move toward the chicken, his master's voice would stop him.
这样他们在鸡场待了好一段，每次白牙试图冲向一只鸡，主人就喝住他。
In this way, he learned what his master wanted. He had learned to ignore the chickens.
就这样反复几次，他学到了主人想让他学的东西，就是不要去惦记那些鸡。
Whedon Scott's father argued that you couldn't cure a chicken killer.
Whedon Scott 的父亲说，你是不可能改变一只吃鸡的野兽的本性的。
But Whedon challenged him, and they agreed to lock White Fang in with the chickens all afternoon.
但是 Whedon 却不信，他们做了一个测验，他们把白牙从鸡关了一个下午。
Listen as Jack London describes the scene.
杰克伦敦是这样描述当时的情景的。
Locked in the yard, and there deserted by his master, White Fang lay down and went to sleep.
被主人锁在鸡场以后不久，白牙就躺下来睡着了。
Once he got up and walked over to the bowl for a drink of water.
过了一会儿他又起身去水碗喝了点水。
He calmly ignored the chickens.
那些鸡他就像没有看见一样。
As far as he was concerned, they did not exist.
在白牙看来，那些鸡是不存在的。
At 4 o'clock, he executed a running jump, gained the roof of the chicken house, and leaped to the ground outside.
在4点钟的时候，他飞奔，然后一跃上了屋顶，最后跳到鸡场外的地上。
Then he walked to his house.
在那里，他围着鸡场，闲逛。
Then Jack London added these words.
在这里，杰克伦敦加了下面一句话。
He had learned the law.
白牙学到了这个法则。
And what law was that?
这是什么法则呢？
Let's call it the law of obedience.
让我们称之为顺服的法则。
White Fan moved from following the dictates of his own natural cravings to being obedient to the high discipline of his master.
白牙从顺服他自己的原始的冲动，变为顺服主人的更高的意愿。
Did you know that there are human beings who have done that?
你知道人也这么做的吗？
There are people in this very city who were once addicted to alcohol and drugs.
在城里有些人曾经酗酒或者是吸毒。
The only hope was to acknowledge that there is a higher power in this world and to give their lives over to that power.
他们唯一的希望就是这世上还有更高的力量，能够借助这个，他们能够借助这个更高的力量。
By the grace of God, they were able to overcome their addiction.
这更高的力量就是神的恩典，因着神的恩典，他们得以戒除酒瘾或者毒瘾。
There are people whose marriages were endangered by their inability to deal with their lusts of their own body. But they made a commitment not only to their spouse, but also to God.
有的人婚姻出了问题，原因是因为他们控制不住自身的贪欲，但是借助神的恩典，他们得以保全他们的婚姻，还有他们在神面前的契约。
And by the grace of God,They have been able to keep their vows and strengthen their unions.
借着神的恩典，他们能够他们也加强了他们的婚姻。
You and I do not have to be defeated by the law of sin at work in our bodies.
借着神的恩典，你我也不会被我们的肉体的罪打败。
Saint Paul describes for us the war going on in his own mind and body.
圣保罗也向我们描述了他自己身心的交战。
He describes himself as a wretched man, and then he cries out, "Who will deliver me?"
他说自己的命真是苦，他大喊，谁能救我？
And then he answers his own question.
最后他回答自己的问题。
He writes, "Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
他说写道，感谢神，借着耶稣基督我们的主而得救。
Jesus Christ delivered him.
耶稣基督救了保罗。
Just as Christ can deliver you and me.
也一样能救你和我。
George F. Knowles in his book A World to Love tells about a pastor who for years.Fought what seemed to be a losing battle with a troublesome temper.
George Knowles 在他的一本书《爱这世界》中讲述了一个牧师的故事。这个牧师多年来一直在与坏脾气做斗争。
In spite of his best efforts, he experienced one defeat after another.
不管他多努力，他每次都是失败。
One day, after a violent outburst, he buried his head in his arms.In absolute despair, as he sat in his desk.
一天，他大发了一顿脾气以后，他绝望地把他的头埋在手中，坐在书桌前。
Emotionally exhausted, he fell asleep.
因为精疲力尽，一会儿他就睡着了。
The pastor dreamed that he was in his study, and as he looked out the window, he saw a glorious light.
过了一会他梦见自己坐在书房里，他抬头看见窗外有一束白光。
As the light approached him, he realized there was actually a man who evidently intended to be his guest.
当那光近前来的时候，他才意识到那是一位访客。
The pastor became conscious that his study was untidy and in no condition to receive such a guest.
牧师突然意识到他的书房很乱，这样待客会很不礼貌。
Frantically, the pastor swept and dusted the room, but the more he worked, the worse it looked.
他慌忙地打扫房间，但是他越打扫，房间就越乱。
As he wondered what he to do, he heard a knock at the door.
正当他不知如何是好的时候，他听见了敲门声。
I can't let him in while the room is in this condition, the pastor thought to himself.
这牧师心里想，房子这么乱，我怎么能让他进来呢？
He continued his efforts to improve the appearance of things, and after a time, the stranger knocked again.
然后他就接着赶忙打扫，但是过了一会，那陌生人又敲门。
What should he do?
怎么办呢？
All his efforts seemingly were in vain.
打扫了这么半天，也没见着书房变干净。
When the stranger knocked the third time, the distraught pastor, who had exhausted all his resources, flung open the door saying, I can't do any more.
当陌生人第三次敲门的时候，精疲力尽的牧师一把拉开了门，说，我自己只能干这么多了。
Come in, if you are willing to enter such a room.
请进，如果你不介意的吧。
As the pastor looked up, he recognized the stranger as Jesus.
当那牧师抬起头来，他认出那访客竟然是耶稣。
The master entered the room, and strangely, as he did so, the dust seemed to disappear, and everything seemed to become orderly.
主进到屋中，很奇怪的，在那一瞬间，好像尘土都没有了，房间也整齐多了。
All was bright and clean and joyful.
一切都有着光明、整洁还有喜乐。
The master's presence had done in a moment what all the pastor's previous efforts had failed to accomplish.
主的到来就是那么一瞬间，就把牧师费了这么多劲都没有做成的事情就做完了。
We cannot save ourselves from sin, concludes George Knowles.
George Knowles, 他总结道，我们是不能救自己的。
We cannot free ourselves from the habits of sin that hold us in bondage.
我们也不能把自己从罪的捆绑中解救出来。
But we can choose to invite Jesus into our hearts.
但是我们可以让耶稣进到我们的心中。
And when we do, a miracle takes place.
我们这样做，奇迹就会发生。
A process of change begins, and it continues as long as we allow Him to control our lives.
只要我们让主住在我们中间，我们就会不断的更新。
Why did I do that? We sometimes ask.
我们有时扪心自问，我们为什么会做这些坏事？
Maybe we, like Paul, are living under the law of sin.
我们也许就像保罗一样，生活在定罪的律法之下。
If so, we don't simply need more willpower.
如果确实是这样的话，我们要的不只是更强的自制能力。
We need a savior.
我们要的是一位救主。
All of us need a savior today.
我们今天都需要这样一位救主。
If we join Paul in accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our own personal Savior, we can also join Paul when he says in Romans 8:1-2,
如果我们和保罗一样接受主耶稣做我们个人的救主，我们也就同保罗在罗马书8:1-2中写的一样。
There is therefore now no condemnation.For those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些活在基督耶稣生命里的人就不被定罪。
For the law of the spirit of the life in Christ, in Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为圣灵的法则就是使我们跟基督耶稣联合而得生命的，已从罪和死的法则下把我们释放了出来。
Thanks be to God. Amen.
感谢神，阿门。
感谢施牧师今天给我们的信息，我们真是这样，在新的一年里，我们也感谢神这样把这个信息带到我们心中。